This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. At least a dozen bills impacting voting in Arizona have been signed into law this year by the state's Republican governor, but tribal leaders say the measures will limit turnout in elections and disproportionately impact Native voters. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports.
GOP members of the state legislature say the bills are necessary to make Arizona's elections more efficient and secure. But two new laws signed by Republican Governor Doug Ducey have Navajo Nation officials worried that voting could become harder for tribal members, especially elders. One limits the amount of time voters have to add missing signatures to early ballots, and another purges inactive voters from Arizona's early voting list. Democratic State Representative and Navajo Nation tribal member Jasmine Blackwater Nigren sees them as political retribution.
We saw the power of the Native American vote in this past election. We know that the Native American, specifically the Navajo population, came out very strongly in support of President Biden, and now we see their voting rights being attacked.
Blackwater Nigren says because of the vastness and remoteness of the reservation, the new restrictions put added burdens on an already challenging process for many tribal communities. She and Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez called the new Arizona laws voter suppression. Another bill still under consideration by the legislature would require ID numbers and other documentation be sent with early ballots. Tribal leaders also oppose that measure. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
The Billings Police Department is investigating a report that a Northern Cheyenne tribal councilwoman was assaulted in Billings, Montana. Yellowstone Public Radio's Caitlin Nicholas has more.
The family of Silver Little Eagle published a Facebook statement last Thursday saying that on Sunday, May 16th, the Northern Cheyenne woman had been, quote, brutally attacked in Billings, Montana and left for dead, end quote. In a statement Tuesday, the Billings Police Department confirmed the 24-year-old councilwoman was transported by ambulance from a hotel in downtown Billings to a local medical facility to treat her injuries. The statement went on to say Little Eagle's vehicle had been located several blocks away from the hotel, and another unidentified 31-year-old male was reported to have been assaulted in the same location as Little Eagle. BPD says detectives with the investigations unit are actively working the case and that two persons of interest have been identified and are being sought for questioning. Police do not think this is a random act of violence, a racially motivated crime, or a crime connected to human trafficking. The department says it's believed everyone involved knew each other in some way. BPD said they typically do not identify victims, but the case has become public since Little Eagle is a political representative and her family spoke about the case online. A statement from her family said Little Eagle has received further threats of violence and cyberbullying since the incident. A GoFundMe campaign organized to cover Little Eagle's medical and legal expenses has surpassed its $25,000 goal. In Montana, for National Native News, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
U.S. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh met with Ho-Chunk Nation officials Tuesday at their tribal headquarters in Wisconsin. The visit was part of a tour the secretary made in the state. Tribal leaders say Walsh committed to working on relationships with tribes, a pledge made by President Biden and directed to his cabinet. Walsh also met with Ho-Chunk Department of Labor staff. Ho-Chunk Nation President Marlon Whiteagle says the visit established connections and will help with future interactions with the federal agency. The U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs is examining the impact the pandemic has had on Native languages. An oversight and legislative hearing is being held Wednesday in Washington, D.C. Witnesses from Alaska, Hawaii, Oklahoma, and Minnesota are expected to testify. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus. Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.